Hey, we're the cast of Being the Elite. Even though we hate each other on TV, we're really good friends in real life. And we're getting ready to sail away on the cruise of Jericho. Man!
Hello, Matt Maniacs. It is good to be back. It is the Neo-X. Thank you, Matt Maniacs, for joining us on another episode of the most illustrious wrestling podcast in the cosmos.
Yes.
Matt Mania.
Salute to my well-tanned co-host who spent the previous weekend of the last time when you were on the Jericho cruise.
Sail away, man!
Which we're going to talk about in just a little bit. My name is Rock Knowledge. We are waiting for the arrival of the villain T-Call.
On villain time,
no
as
surprise.
Usual.
Lead booker Mega Rand is actually celebrating his anniversary tonight.
What a doll.
You know, so salute to Mr. and Mrs. Mega Rand. Salute to y'all, man. Y'all are two of my favorites, so enjoy. We're going to hold it down tonight. We're going to break down Clown Jewel.
I actually have another skit. Not another skit, but we'll do a little remembering Mega Ran.
Oh, yes. But, yeah, we're going to break down Clown Jewel. If you watch that trash,
man, oh, yeah,
you got duped like I did. We're going to talk about upcoming Survivor Series, because Survivor Series card is shaping up rather nicely.
We got some lead-up going into, of course.
We
and,
do.
We'll give you guys the Jericho Cruise recap because, as you know, Matt Maniacs, we are everywhere.
Yeah.
We're coming to your town. We're coming to your wrestling shows. We'll even take over your hip-hop scene.
We'll do whatever we got to do. We also have some news and notes in the wrestling world we'll get into, as well as putovers. You know how we do on the Matt Mania podcast.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Do you have a putover? What's something outside the world of wrestling?
Yeah, I do. So I am actually going to be putting over a new series that is on Amazon Prime.
Oh, you pay for that.
I do. And I actually paid for this series.
Can I borrow your login?
Yes, you can. Absolutely, sir. Yes, absolutely.
Sweet
yes,
man.
Family gets those privileges. Only select few. You got to let me know when you're on. That way I don't make. That way I'm not on there, too.
You can be texting me, get off my account, Dave.
Yo, dog. I'm trying to watch Dawson's Creek. No, so this is a series. It is called Dinner with Danny.
That sounds cool.
The star, Danny, is Danny Daniels. She is a acclaimed Beth Thespian. It's her with friends having dinner discussing the world of porn. Everything pretty much gets touched.
The world of bedroom theater.
Yeah, the world of bedroom theater. Bedroom theatrics. There's a lot going on. I'm a fan of Danny Daniels. For those that don't know, when I had Rock's World was on Rhyme and Reason, it was a segment on the show that did focus on me.
Rock's World!
Interviewing. Rock's World! Interviewing porn stars. We got to go to the AVN Awards. We were on the red carpet. Covered that for 3 years. So
nice.
I'm very familiar with Danny's work. I'm a fan. She's incredibly, incredibly beautiful. So Dinner with Danny. It's not porn. So y'all can watch it. It's just adults having adult conversation.
So it's kind of like almost like a show covering.
I mean, they're literally at like a dinner table, like, you know, having dinner as friends.
So it's like table for three, but with porno.
Yeah, with porn involved.
Everything is wrestling.
Yeah. So check that out. It is on Prime. It is only on Prime that I'm aware of. I don't know if you can get that anywhere else. But
gotcha.
I did enjoy the first two episodes.
So far, so good.
I'll be watching the rest. So,
speaking of, are you going to try to go to like this year's or future like AV?
I'm debating. Well, the thing is, I think the same weekend of AVN.
He said debating.
I think AVN is the same weekend as Royal Rumble.
Oh, end of January.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna.
Engagements.
If I have to choose, I'm going to Royal Rumble only because.
Only because
I've done the AVN thing before. However, I do actually want to take my dad to the AVN Award and the convention. When I was originally doing Rock's World, he actually wanted to come with me, and I was going to take him. But then the next year we didn't cut the segment. I just got bored with it.
Bored of pornography?
Yeah, right. I don't know what I was thinking. I think I was trying to be respectable for like 5 minutes. Yeah, fuck that shit.
Brock Knowledge.
So I was gonna take my dad, and now that my dad's about to be retired, I think I'm gonna try to take my dad. If not this year, I'll take him in 2020.
I imagine Papacito with a nice hat. He's
I don't know how my dad's gonna
scuba
act.
Libre. He's walking around.
I don't know how my dad's gonna act, bro. I don't know how my dad's gonna act. It is a wild time. If you've never been to the Adult Entertainment Expo, it is a wild convention. A lot of people, a lot of weirdos, a lot of really cool people.
More weirdos.
It's just, it's a lot of just very, it's a lot of free thinking individuals.
Okay. So, yeah. So if I, you know, entertain me, if you
yes.
will,
yeah, yes.
Do you have like, maybe like an interesting story you could share
from, of the AVN Awards?
Yeah. Why not? Something that maybe stood out, boner wise.
Well, I mean, I wanted, yeah, you know what? And this, a big fuck you to James Dean. This is nothing personal, but it is very personal. I was actually talking to one of the girls that I had interviewed on the show, Andy Sandemus, and during the interview, he was drunk and he came over with a camera.
Oh, what?
Somebody filming him, and he like
during,
totally
during your segment?
Yeah, during my interview.
Oh shit!
And was a dick to her, so I wanted to like fuck, I wanted to hit him. But I was like, let's not get banned from this. Mm. And then I was hanging out backstage about 20 minutes later. I was talking to Lisa Ann because I had also interviewed Lisa Ann. And Lisa Ann was cool as shit. And I was about to go smoke. And fucking dick face.
James Dean.
intervened. Whatever. Oh. So
he's a habitual intervener.
Yeah. I mean, what else? Dave Navarro was a prick. He was a dick on the
really?
Red carpet.
Really? Is he short? Like,
I don't remember that part. He was just, he was an asshole on the red carpet. Yeah. But I mean, who am I? Right.
I forget what Dave Navarro is famous for other than tattoos and maybe a band.
Yeah. I think he played an instrument or something.
Mm-hmm. Triangle.
Triangle.
Something.
Smoked a blunt on the red carpet outside the Palms. Anything else? That was cool. Just honestly, just meeting the girls that I had like interviewed, like meeting them in person, and they knew who I was, and they were really cool. So it was just the first year we went, it was like sensory overload. Obviously, I was like, oh man,
Rock Knowledge with the backdoor pass.
I've seen all of y'all naked in various orifices stuffed, and now you're right in front of me, and I'm gonna take a picture with you. So that's pretty tight.
So is there also like a lot of like free swag and stuff like that that you might get?
You get like when I was going, you could take photos for free. I don't know if they charge for photos now.
Oh, they became like wrestlers, huh? Charging for photos.
Not really, but you also get a poster. Like, and they would send a poster
for you.
Oh,
so you get like an 8x10 or something.
I have so many. I have a tube filled of posters of porn stars.
See, this is why Rock Knowledge needs a garage for all his posters.
I need a man cave. then they also would have like their DVDs, and so I have like boxes of DVDs that are autographed.
Boxing.
And then I would also get promo from the companies. They would send me giveaways.
Oh, right on.
So I would get like boxes of porno DVDs delivered to my mom's house. You know, because that's the safest place to get mail.
Roquecito, ¿qué es esto?
That's the safest place to get mail because someone's always going to be there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would get like, they would send me boxes of porn to give away. And I guarantee you, like, the first time my ex probably saw my closet, she was like, oh my God. Because I literally, and they were just in there. Like, they hadn't been touched in forever.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I got a ton of shit.
They're prime collector. They're collectibles.
They're gonna increase in value over time.
Yeah.
So
I would have been like, if she saw the collection, I would have just like stood right by the door. Was like, girl, I know things.
I know things.
I know things.
Oh man, Rand's gonna hear the intro to this podcast and be like, what are these guys talking about? But yeah, Dinner with Danny. Check that out, Amazon Prime. Check her out on DannyDaniels.com, I believe. Check her out, man. She's
friend
awesome.
Of the show. Friend
Follow
the
her show. On Instagram, aka Danny Daniels.
Her
Instagram is great. So yeah, shout out to Danny Daniels.
I appreciate that. Right on. Let's see. My put over.
Yes.
I guess one thing that's not wrestling related was, you know, going to the Bahamas. That beach was ill.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I've only been to a beach maybe, like, I've been to the beach in Los Angeles or in California, and I've been to the Gulf in Mexico.
I feel like we could enter you in, like, the best tan Phoenician contest right now, and you'd have a good chance of winning.
So I got on board, and I know we'll get into this, but someone was telling me, like, hey, are you? There's some drunk motherfucker. I was like, hey, are you Joey Ryan? And I was like, you want to touch my dick? You find out? So I got that a lot. I got Joey Ryan. And I actually...
That's funny.
Surprisingly, I got Jeff Cobb, too. Someone said I look like Jeff Cobb.
Who's that?
Oh, he's the current ROH television champion. Current PWG champion. He's the monster Matanza Cuerto.
Woo!
So I got a lot of that. But shout outs to the Bahamas.
Right?
I've never been in water so clear in my life, and I've swam in pools before.
That's a funny ass line.
You know what? But the thing I have to say,
and I've swam in pools.
But the thing that I did not like, and I'll probably be bearing a lot of things this episode. Okay, so
this episode could be called The Burial.
The Burial.
There's a whole lot of things are getting killed tonight.
when I was getting ready to, I don't know if it's called what's departing or disembarking the ship, I was reading the pamphlet to go to the Bahamas. And no shit, they're saying the U.S. dollar, the world's strongest economy, the American green dollar,
is worth how much out there?
One Bohemian dollar.
What does that mean?
That means for my $1, I get one Bohemian dollar, peso, whatever it is.
Is a Bohemian dollar worth a lot in where
there was at? No exchange difference.
So it's one of one?
One of one. So
you know what, though? That makes sense, though. It's a tourist spot, so they're going to get you for your money. And
that's some bullshit,
extra.
Though.
Hey!
It's almost like a third world country, other than this, nice-looking beach. You know what I'm saying?
We haven't been recording for 340 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I don't even know how many minutes we're at. I'm confused.
Those are probably like milliseconds. But anyway,
The villain just walked in, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout-outs to T-Call. What's up, man?
How you doing, sir?
So, shout-outs to T-Call.
Pot up number four.
Four?
Number four.
You gonna sit down on that one?
Okay. You gotta turn him up on that one too. Sorry, Matt Maniacs. We're just we're winging it tonight,
as one does.
Hope you have your putover ready because it's gonna be your turn pretty quickly.
Here you go, fam. Oh, my bad. But yeah, I was kind of upset that the one Bohemian dollar was the equivalent to the mighty U.S. dollar.
Like I was saying, that makes sense though. Like, because why would they? Like, why would they probably don't want the U.S. dollar to be more valuable out there than what it is.
Yeah, I know they don't, but it should.
You're like, damn it, I wanted my dollar. I wanted to go give them a dollar and get a castle.
Yeah, like, I wanted it to be in Mexico where my $1 is worth 15 pesos.
Oh, you want a mansion? It's $2.
There you go. That's what I wanted. But other than that, other than being in probably one of the prettiest places I've ever been, the bluest water that I've ever been in, I think
Bahamas.
But I think other than that, just coming back.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Southwest. They treat me well.
Yeah.
And I also met some really nice people, Deborah and Angelo. So I know they probably don't listen to a hip hop wrestling podcast, but. Get well soon, Angelo. I met him on my excursion, and found out that he had breast cancer. Unfortunately, so hopefully,
he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, because men can get breast cancer.
So hopefully he's doing well. And I guess additionally, lastly, as soon as I got back, not only did I catch up on a bunch of wrestling, but
you missed a lot.
I did miss a lot, but I also started watching House of Cards that came on Netflix. So. That was my other thing that I was doing. So House of Cards, that's my put over right there.
You said it was the Bahamas.
Bahamas and House of Cards.
So you put over two things.
Pretty much.
Well, real quick then, back to me. I do want to put over one other thing. It's a song off of the new Swizz Beatz album. It is called Echo, produced by DJ Scratch, featuring the greatest rapper of all time. His name is Nasir Jones.
I heard a Swizz Beatz song today.
Arguably, in my humble opinion, may have spent the rhyme of the year for me so far.
Mm.
On that song, Nas blacked out.
So you went from having a trash album to
I think it was just a song though.
I blame Kanye. I blame Kanye for that. Yeah, I'm not rolling that was Nas. I'm blaming Kanye. But yeah.
Also, I was gonna say I think it was the movie Fight Club that taught me that men could get breast cancer.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Bob. Yeah, you're right.
Say his name.
What's his name? Bob. Some.
Yeah, you're right. That's funny. Of all things, Fight Club. Yeah. Fight Club is the reference for breast cancer in men for T-Call. Right. But as he says that, I'm like, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Like, I know that too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. No, that's cool, man. I got to check that out because at work, I'm trying to listen to more hip-hop at work.
I got some albums for you to listen to then.
Please, because like
I mean, shit, man. I want to say like 13 came out last Friday.
Oh, word?
It's maybe not 13, might be like 10.
Mm.
But like West Side Gun dropped, Styles P dropped, that Swizz Beatz dropped. Mm. It was like five other ones too. I'm actually going to say I listened to West Side Gun's.
I was going to say I'm surprised to hear you mention that one because
You know what? It might be my favorite one yet. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that his producer lineup is a little bit more diverse it's not just Derringer. Like, he has evidence on there. He had Marco Polo. I think he had Marco Polo on there. Maybe.
That's crazy. I've seen other people say that like,
like, I like Derringer.
No, not that. That no. Seen people say that Hitler, what is it, 6?
Hitler was Ackerman 6, yeah.
That that this is their favorite one. I'm like, really? Like,
did you not like it as much as the other ones?
I mean, I don't think it would be my favorite. I think, have you listened to all of them?
No.
Which ones have you listened 5. To? Just 5 in this one?
Yeah.
We'll see. Really have much reference pick from.
No, but I listened to Crippler Crossface, whatever the fuck it's called. The album before this.
Yeah.
And I like some joints on that album. My thing, and it's always my thing with Griselda, is I have to take them in small doses because they put out, like, collectively, all of them put out
so much
music.
Feel like Hitler 5 and Hitler 6 were smaller projects,
yeah.
Also.
And they're different.
Compared to his other ones. Like, they have more songs, but I think 4 is my favorite.
My joint, though, Benny. Oh, was it the one in Puerto Rico?
Niggas in Puerto Rico.
Dog. Benny's verse. Woo!
They in Paris instead
chopped
of...
Chopped that up, son.
They in Puerto Rico instead of Paris.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I was actually really surprised. Shout out to my homie, Filthy Phil. He's resident Arizona fan club president for Griselda Records.
Yeah, I be seeing him post.
Dog. He would... When I told him I listened to it and I liked it, he was... Man, you would have thought I told him like he was having a baby or something. He was so happy. Nah, because this dude is always like... This like... Would Phil... Griselda to Phil... is what Wu-Tang was to me, so I totally understand it. I just don't love Griselda the way that I love Wu-Tang. Yeah. So, and that's what he's all about.
For me, I just listened to one of those tracks because it was just in the mix.
Yeah.
I listened to that SummerSlam 88.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I listened to that track, and I liked his verse, but the beat got kind of annoying.
Because I think that's just a loop on that one.
It is.
And you haven't heard Finn Balor?
Nah.
Off the top ropes like Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Balor.
So I guess if I got more into it, I'd probably get more. You know.
Yeah, we're talking about Griselda on here. It's crazy. I know.
Yeah, that's what.
It's crazy.
That's what Rock was saying before. That's why he was saying you got to take them in small dosages because the production. I think that's what he's saying, that the production gets like stale after a while.
And it's not that it's stale. Like, the beats are cool. Like, they're dope. It's just when you hear like.
Not four, diverse
when
enough.
When you hear 14. But the same similar-esque beats.
Yeah.
Equipped with rappers spitting the same equivalent verses on most of those beats. That's my other gripe with those guys.
Yeah, yeah, I get
that. Is they make good music. They're dope. I'm not saying they're whack. When I say I don't listen to them like everybody else, it's not because I'm shitting on them. It's just for me, I need a little bit of diversity.
Yeah.
And that's why when they work with other producers, I'm like...
That's more welcome.
Well, yeah, because then you're like, damn, these guys can like branch out a little bit and do some other shit. Derringer is super dope, though. Like that muddy, dark, like 90s grimy gutter hip-hop. I love that shit. I love that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I feel you, man.
Yeah. But yo, T-Call.
You ever put over?
Did you put over some? Oh, we haven't got that yet.
Nah.
You think you got anything?
I came in right in the...
That's right. What you got?
Right in the put-overs. What up, y'all? T-Call in the building. For my put over, I'm gonna put over a couple things. It sounds like everybody had a little couple.
He started it.
Things to put
you
over.
Sound tired, you all right?
Just got off work.
Oh damn. Work all right. Works okay though.
Yeah, I'm on the phones all day, so that's what my. And I might be getting sick. Who knows? I'm in a call center now, so.
Right. Call centers be like germ hubs.
Exactly. It's like a school. How kids sick. Always get sick.
Do you have your own like your own shit like, or does someone sit where you sit at?
I mean, I don't. Somebody was sitting where I sat at usually when I came in a day, so I sat somewhere else. But for the most part, they try to respect they try to respect the areas, even though it's just
a sanitizer.
That's why I'm glad I got my own spot. I don't want nobody touching my mouse and
right.
My keyboard.
I can't even set up and get fresh over there because you know it's like somebody else gonna be sitting there. But yeah, I'm gonna put over the Arizona Hip Hop Festival that's this weekend.
Yeah.
So
still not too late, boys and girls, to get your tickets.
Two-day-long festival, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Over 350 Arizona artists.
I can't wait to go, man.
Performing. I got tickets for you, man, if you need them.
Thanks, babe.
Bringing the kids?
Oh, is it kid-friendly?
It's super kid-friendly. Oh. There's going to be a bunch of shit for kids.
I just want to be like, them walking by.
They have a
Daddy, he said the fuck word.
Nah, man, they got to. It's going to be that. But they also got the kids' corner where they're going to have, like, bounce houses and face painting and things like that.
Brinca, so, brinca.
Yeah, so. I don't have a little abuelita to watch them, so you can't leave
the
kids there. You can't drop them off.
You
can just, yeah. Just stay over there. And,
I mean, if they know better, it's like, yeah, look, well, just play, and then I'll come back.
Even if they know better, nah. My mom would have never, like, okay, mijo, I'll see you in a couple hours. Okay. All right. Sure, mom.
And then,
have they announced where you're going to be?
No, performing? I still haven't got my time or my date yet that I'm performing on Friday. I mean, sorry,
Saturday
or Sunday. But I was saying headliners do include Matt Mania, host Mega, yes, Ran, and myself.
Rocky Tyrate as well.
Headliners?
Yeah, headliners.
Deli Every Day.
I know a headliner.
Yeah, Deli Every Day.
I know two. I know three headliners.
Yeah, there's actually.
What are you saying? That there's good headliners?
There's really good representation. Like, Deli? The headliners are worthy of the spot.
Mm.
Like, it's not just anybody.
Well, what's also, like, I guess what's a good look about it, what you saying, that is the fact that, like, so this is the fifth year.
Yeah.
And it's like seeing the festival and the artists grow together.
Collectively, so, yeah. Maybe learning from their mistakes from previous years, you know, getting better, getting bigger.
I'll say it's if you're a casual fan of hip hop, it's probably something dope just to go check out. So, you know, see what you think about the local scene. If you love hip hop, it's super dope. You're going to see a lot of familiar faces. There's a lot of talented acts performing that I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Arizona hip hop scene is very dope. So.
Yeah, I don't know about a lot of them, so I can't speak on a good majority of the list.
When I saw the list of names, it
took me 3 days to read it.
It was like what? Like 200? Like
no, it was like 350 artists.
350? Oh my
God. Well, no, there's multiple stages.
They're trying to build it up like South by Southwest, and I'm not trying to disrespect any artists on there.
Yeah.
But man, it's like you can pull a name out of the hat, and that's the artist.
And you're like,
if I had two hats,
yeah,
and one said Little and one said whatever name, if you pulled that out of the probably be an artist.
Bunch of Littles?
God. I mean, there's a lot of Littles.
Yeah. I'll keep it 100%. Like, I don't even know if I'm going. I've been to past hip hop festivals. I just don't know if I have it in me. If anything, I might like try
come
to
through for a couple hours.
I might
come
try to see,
come check out the homies.
I might try to like get a schedule and see like who's performing, you know, what and where, and like schedule my appearances.
Right.
But I definitely am not. I can't.
he just jabroni the entire roster.
I'm people that know me, they know me. Like, I'm not gonna just go just to watch.
Last year, little Phoenix. last year, I worked, so I didn't perform at the hip hop festival, but I came through. I caught Rand's set.
Yeah.
But that's what he's saying. He's like, you come through. Oh, you're gonna be performing at this time. I try to make that, but I don't have time for the whole day.
I'll tell you this much. Right. It wasn't last year. It was the year before. I went. I got my credentials. I walked in. I did one entire lap around the entire facility, and I walked out.
Mm.
I shook the hand I needed to shake.
Took one picture.
Took one photo proof I was there. Checked in on social media.
Out.
And then I was like, you know what? Not really. Honestly, I just wasn't feeling it.
Almost.
And
not quite.
Yeah, so. But yo, it's going to be dope. I was there for year one and two. So I was there from the ground up. My literal last performance was at the original hip hop festival. So. That is the last time that I touched the stage and performed.
Oh, man.
I performed at the first three. So, yeah. Last year.
You're a veteran.
And now I'm coming home.
Headlining.
Yeah, no, that's super dope, man. I know when Justice was here, I had asked him about podcasts. I'm like, why aren't there podcasts? And he didn't even think of that. So, like,
what's that?
In year six, we may see some podcasts get involved, and you never know. The Matt Mania podcast may be making an appearance.
It could be just as entertaining.
I mean, you know, if we're not off to bigger and better things.
Hey, you never know. We could be on Spotify by then.
You know, it'd be dope.
We are on Spotify.
That is correct.
Goal achieved.
Wow, check it out, Matt Mania. Go to Spotify.com.
Level up.
Check out the archives.
Or. Even better, Matt Maniacs, you can do one thing to get even closer to your favorite Matt Maniacs, and that is by going to patreon.com.
Woo!
Search the Matt Mania podcast, become a patron, pay that money,
and do what?
pay that money.
One more time.
Pay that money.
You should pay that yen. Pay them pesos.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Pay them Bohemian dollars. Pay that bread, that guap, whatever you call it. Pay that money. Get a shout out. You never know. Lira. You might be able to. Oh, you said Lyra.
Yeah.
You might be able to be a guest host on the Matt Mania podcast.
Like fellow Patreon member, Eva Martinez.
Eva rocks.
Let me give a shout out to the newest Patreon supporter.
Like fellow Patreon subscriber, G1.
Like G1 to the rescue.
Hey, and Blogvarg.
Said it right.
Zach Blogvarg.
He's been on here. Our newest Patreon has been Cool Greg Geddes.
Oh, kind of Cool Greg, who hosted a live Matt Mania podcast in New Orleans.
Hey. There you go. So cool, kind of Cool Greg. He's on it.
We appreciate you.
So shout outs to you, Greg. And of course, shout outs to Jennifer. Shout outs to Eva, Zach. Shout outs to Veronica. We appreciate you. We love you.
Oh, Veronica.
To Gibran. you know. So, yeah, we appreciate y'all, friends of the show. Thank you for helping us.
So, once again, Matt Maniacs.
Matt Maniacs.
What you do.
What do you do?
Patreon.com.
And do what?
Search Matt Mania.
And then.
Pay that money.
So, they jumped in with that little paid advertisement during my putovers. But watch my segue game, though.
Oh,
okay.
So Kinda Cool Greg
hosted
the live Matt Mania podcast in New Orleans.
Friend of the show.
Who also on that podcast was Open Mike Eagle, who my second put over is the Open Mike Eagle show on Tuesday.
At the Sun
November 13th at ASU Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a part of the showing of Sorry to Bother You?
No, that's the next day.
I just heard about that today. I'm kind of like thinking about going.
Yeah, I'm going to be seeing if I can get some tickets to that, too. I mean, they said the tickets are
$3. It's $3.
Yeah.
And you watch it at Sun Devil Stadium.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
And then Boots Riley is going to be there also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's doing a Q&A or something or whatever after the showing. But, yeah, we're the day before that, so it's going to be Open Mike Eagle.
At the stadium?
At Sun Devil Stadium.
Is there like an event going on over those couple days?
Feels like a festival.
They're just so it's kind of like this. They're just doing something different. So Sun Devil Stadium had to get it got renovated, you know, and stuff.
They had to do a lot of shit.
Yeah, so the people who you know, the rich college people that always, you know, pay for shit and get their name on stuff.
Throw some shit.
Yeah. They're like we're not going to donate this money unless y'all find other things to do with this stadium, because when it's not college football season,
what else can you get out of it? It's just sitting there
80% of the time, you know.
I wonder if that's commonplace. Like, I don't know. Like, do other colleges rent out their facilities?
No, I'm saying not for the most part. It's just some like this is new.
some Arizona shit.
This is new territory that they're trying to get
Green
into.
Bastards.
With, but it makes sense because they renovated it and they added
bleachers. I want
to
say
they added spaces for you to rent out to do like meetings for like workplace meetings or for like
so they're basically like we're gonna put money into this, you're gonna do this if you want this money because we want to make money,
right?
The dollar is powerful.
So check this out, it's gonna be at Coca-Cola Sun Deck, and what they told me about this area, because they had they already threw some rock shows there last month.
Okay.
So, and they said that they're gonna try to open this space up to be another like hip-hop venue for the city, so they're also going to be trying to like rent this space out for acts and things like that. So this is kind of like the unveiling of it for the hip hop community. So
like could you say this is the inaugural hip hop show?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
For this, so yeah, Open Mike Eagle, myself, we're
Best
gonna be performing. So come out, check the space out.
That is super dope. I didn't know that.
We're gonna be underneath the stars, you know, getting it in. So, because there's no roof, so we're gonna be like,
it's not a dome.
Where can locals get the tickets?
I don't know, Ticketmaster or Ticketfly, wherever tickets are sold.
Use the Googles.
Exactly, it's ticket somewhere. It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you search Open Mike Eagle, it's being thrown by ASU 365, which is like the student union. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you look it up, if you want to know where it's at. It's out there. I also put out a contest to win free tickets. So
nice.
On Facebook, all you had to do was repost the video and the information and tag me in it, and tag which friend you would take with you.
Look for
the opportunity to win two tickets.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, if people want to go, it's ways to get there.
That is phenomenal. So that was the put over segment. Thank you for tuning into the Matt Mania podcast. We're here every week.
And we're done.
And we're out of here.
No, we're kidding.
Pay that money. We put these things over and we gone.
Do we want to jump into the Jericho Cruise recap? Or do we want to, you know, let's do that before we bury Crown Jewel.
Yeah. So, as you know, Matt Mania got to sail away, man, on the Ship of Jericho.
Yes.
So, it was pretty dope. I actually had lots of fun. However, with lots of fun, there was lots of drum. So first day.
Are you about to give the negatives first? Or the positives?
I'll give you the entire perspective. Yeah. So day one, you know, got on board, checked in, got the family settled. We're all settled in. But you know, there's a lot to familiarize yourself. So, you know, we kind of go here, go there, you know, check-in was really late too. Like, it was like in the afternoon. And we didn't leave the port until like 4 or 5 p.m.
So you just had to be like out and
on
the boat just drinking or eating or whatever, waiting for your rooms to get ready?
So this is probably like my first thing that happened. We get on the ship, we check in, we do everything else, we find our room. We take the boys to go swimming. Lo and behold, it's a saltwater pool. So what happens is my oldest one... And I'm telling the boys, hey, keep your mouth shut. You don't want to drink all this salt water. So my oldest one tells the youngest one, hey, spear me. So the youngest one spears the oldest one into the water. And then the youngest one drinks a mouthful of salt water. Almost.
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
So we spent like 2 hours. You know,
desalting the boy,
get him in the water.
Like, and drink this water, niño.
Yeah, and then, you know, we basically just ate and got settled. Didn't watch any shows the first day. Just kind of ate, got familiar with the ship.
Was there any good food on the ship?
Yeah, so as I was telling Rock, the thing that one of my gripes was, you know, for this being an all-inclusive trip/vacation... The fact that I've only had access to, like, maybe 4 restaurants out of the plethora of restaurants on board was kind of bullshit.
Why did you only have access to 4?
Because that's how they set it up.
Question.
Yes.
Was there long wait times?
For the buffet, no. For the other restaurants, there was, like, a pub. There was an Asian place.
Was any of the food, like, it was... included with your package? Was any of the food included?
So there was only 4 restaurants included in the package.
Oh, so you could go to any of the 4.
Any of the 4.
And you didn't have to pay.
Okay, right. So that's what
tip. Or did you tip at the end of the cruise?
No,
that's typically what
all the gratuities were taken out daily.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to ask you. So is it like the tier that you purchase into or something? Because you said there's a plethora of restaurants. So like...
No tiers.
But you said you only have 4 restaurants included, so
right.
Who got to eat at the other restaurants?
You had to pay that money.
Oh, so there was some that was pay only?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was 4 if you wanted to go somewhere different, you had to pay some bread.
Right.
Or you could just...
How many days was this cruise?
4 days?
Yeah, maybe one day I would have paid some money, and then other days I would have... You know, they had something special that I wanted, but yeah, I would have been eating
I'm going for the free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what's included. It's not free. I paid for this shit.
So there's that. So there's there was only 4 restaurants. One of them was a buffet. The other one was like a pub, some sort of Asian restaurant, and a quote-unquote classy restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Well, that I probably got better service at the buffet restaurant than I did in any of the other restaurants.
Was there one night that was like a formal night where you had to like dress up?
Okay. It's all freestyle. But
do they have baked Alaska?
No captain's table.
No
captain's table.
There's no captain's table.
Is there baked Alaska?
No.
You know what that is, right?
I want to say dessert. It's like this big.
It's a cruise dessert.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like a sundae.
Not like ton of whipped cream on top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get to have dinner with Jericho? Was there a night where it was you had to pay extra for that, huh? I'm sure he did it.
You know, okay. So
I know
Jericho was in his private quarters, and
The meet and greets were ridiculous.
Meet and greets.
Ridiculously priced or ridiculous for how many people were?
How many people? The wait time was ridiculous. And then there was, obviously, for like, if you wanted extra merch, there was a charge for that.
Was the wait time included in your?
The only merch I got
package?
The only merch I got was a clipboard.
Oh, I thought you were pointing at the hat.
No, I bought that hat. I bought that hat.
Here's a legitimate question.
What does the hat say? Does it say Cruise of Jericho or something?
Was it just says Captain?
Did you buy that for the cruise? Bam! Did you buy it for the cruise? Or did you have that?
I went to the gift shop and just bought it.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was dope because every time I would walk around with it, some of the ladies, they'd be like, "Hello, Captain." I'm like, "What's up, girl?"
mission accomplished. Legitimate question from the Matt Maniacs out there. There's always a fear on the open sea of pirates. Was Kyrie Singh out there?
I wish, man. Sumi Sakai was there. That's a pretty close second.
Okay. Right. Yes. I think I had that for dinner last night.
You joking. You wish you had that for dinner last night.
No pirates. No pirates. Which was probably Eva Rock's number one fear was...
Wait, she was there too?
No, she wasn't there, but...
But she was scared of pirates.
You were going to get boarded by pirates?
Yeah, she... Like, her number one fear was we were going to get probably boarded by pirates or we would get kidnapped on some sort of excursion.
Did you...
And become...
Oh, yeah, she said sex slaves.
Yeah, become sex slaves.
Wow. Pirates. Was the captain's name Captain Phillips? Because if it was, you would have been safe.
Oh, no, man. I mean, the captain, I don't even know. I saw his picture.
That's look, what, probably I have, wasn't even there.
I have absolutely probably. No fear.
He was probably like he was like with a with yeah, a like on a joystick.
I'm like Pentagon. I have zero Miro when it comes to pirates.
Zero Miro.
But I would have been scared to fall off the boat. I can't swim.
It's not as easy as you think it is.
Man,
that shit looks
easy as hell on movies and everything else. It looks like you just get bumped. No, but I'll tell you, I have that same fear.
Well, yeah, if somebody spears you off of the fucking
boat. Man, I got that. Yeah. I have that same fear if I've ever been in the mall or someplace where you're like up high and you're by the railing part. Like I always like.
Oh, I don't walk near the railing.
Yeah. So I'm like.
What if I trip?
Or what if you get bumped? Right,
it's done.
I have a high center of gravity. I don't have a low center of gravity, and I'm gonna die if I fall over this.
Right, you're gonna go top heavy over the side. So yeah, like I always feel like, man, like if you fall off of this,
I'm like, how do I want to land? Like, what's the best way for me to land?
Flat back bump,
If I land flat on my back,
I'm probably gonna try to land on your legs, even though you're gonna fuck them up.
Are you kidding me?
No, he needs to take a flat.
You rather shatter knees or bust your head?
Tuck your chin in.
Well, I would do everything to avoid busting the dome.
Okay,
I would protect the noggin at all costs.
Yeah, tuck your chin, flat back bump.
That means he's gonna do this.
I know how to survive a fall. I watch Mythbusters.
But yeah, like it could be nighttime. Somebody fall off the boat at nighttime out there. Like, were you up on the top deck at night?
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Like that shit just look endless.
Yo, it's scary.
No,
it's like a black abyss.
Legitimately, the ocean is the scariest thing in the world.
Scarier than the sky.
The ocean.
I can see the shit in the sky.
I can't see the ocean because I don't know what's down there.
Yeah, I think
the Kraken's down there.
The trippiest thing was I went out, I got like mega drunk this one night.
And then you were up top?
Yeah, I was up top.
And he was steering the ship.
Yeah. And that shit was rocking.
Were you Joey Ryan when you were drunk?
No, he was.
Yeah, everyone thought I was Joey Ryan.
He got drunk and then you passed out on a pool, in a chair next to the pool, right?
Nah, one of those. They pack them shits up. They know.
Oh, they know?
They know.
Yeah, they don't want drunk people tripping over.
Well, he said
shit.
He was going to end up on somebody's couch. Did you end up anywhere strange from being drunk?
No. I was hoping to end up on one of the loungers.
Do they have like little nightclubs in there?
You know, they didn't.
Really?
Oh, they like they
he
had,
was hoping to wake up on a young buck's couch. Like, damn, how did I get in here?
Yeah, I was hoping to like just like wake up on mysterious couches. And I saw some couches that were right for the picking. But, you know.
That's funny.
But no, like a lot of the places, they were saving them for, they had like shows.
Yeah.
And they also had like karaoke.
Yeah.
So like Pat Patterson did a karaoke night. Which
salute
I couldn't
to the
make.
God.
Yep.
Did you go do karaoke?
No, I couldn't do that.
And why? Because it was extra?
No, I wasn't extra. I just had shit to do. And then Marty Scurll had a karaoke, which
did
I also couldn't do. Nah.
No, but he did.
God damn it, no singing for
that
you.
Was what you did do with Marty Skrull, though.
I beat the shit out of Marty Skrull.
In a video game?
In a video game.
Okay.
I like how that was your immediate go-to.
He's a small guy, though. I could take him.
But no, he is.
Could you?
Man, a lot of those wrestlers.
Could you take Marty Skrull?
Yo, I'll give you a hot take, okay?
Marty Skrull is probably quick and wiry, so he'd probably still beat you, but he's small.
These motherfuckers know how to take falls, take bumps.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. So I'll give you a hot take, okay? Yeah,
hot take.
All right, so we're doing the Kenny Omega Invitational for Street Fighter V, which is a garbage game. I make it to like the semifinals, and then the guy that I was supposed to fight went to go meet Jericho. He didn't show up, so Kenny was there doing live commentary. Kenny says, "If you don't have an opponent, you can fight Marty." So Marty steps up. So Marty, you know, he picks his guy. Everyone's talking shit, and then I go, "Hey, Omega. So I'll tell you what, I'll let you choose who you want me to be. Do you want to see Cody action or Alex action?" And then he says, "Well, if you had real cojones, you'd pick random." So I did.
Who did you end up with?
With R. Mika.
I don't know who that
and
is.
She's like a lady lucha libre, like a lady wrestler that does hip attacks.
Who was Marty Skrull?
He was this guy named...
Did he also do random?
Something. No, he picked a guy. A cheap guy.
And you whooped him?
Barely, because I didn't really know how to play with Armika. So, the cool thing is...
Barely, but you won.
I won.
Okay. Yeah, it's a
okay? So, the cool thing is, we go to shake hands. And as we're shaking hands, Marty bends my hand upward.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
Like he's going to break my fingers. And I go, "No, Marty, please." You know, selling the shit out of it, right?
Look at you. Marking out a little bit.
Hold on. I got some words about this afterwards. Go ahead.
Hold up.
Are you done with that?
Hold up. No. Enhancement talent.
Enhancing the talent.
Enhancement talent.
Yeah.
Nah, man. He's not enhancement talent. This guy holds a legit victory over Marty Skrull.
So let's
give it up to Neo for that. Also, just know there's a villain over here that will protect his own.
I got
Marty.
My own villain.
But you weren't there to protect his fingers.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
Marty was gonna bust them digits.
Do we got legitimate Matt Mania Bullet Club beef
elite,
now?
Elite beef.
We got elite beef.
Elite Matt Mania maybe. Beef.
Try to come after my digits.
I got the biggest guy, whoever that is.
Don't
you can probably take them all, man.
Don't be putting your hands on our man's Marty just because you lost.
Just because you lost.
We can get that 3-on-3, that 4-on-4 tournament going.
So finish, he was behind you, bent.
Yeah,
back.
So he had me bent down. I was selling it. And then he goes, "Nah, just kidding, mate." And we shake hands. It was pretty cool.
Okay. So, let me ask you this. Since you've pretty much buried the cruise a little bit. Not really.
Yeah.
It was like the Titanic in the Caribbean. But, no, I'm just kidding.
It was no fire festival.
No.
Nah.
Wow.
Nah.
What was the highlight of the entire for you?
You know, I think meeting some of the talent was great. I got to meet Don Callis.
Yep.
I got to meet Flip Gordon, Marty Skrull, of course. I did get to meet Kenny Omega, but just in slight passing. I even got to, you know, shake hands with Jericho. We actually, you know, like, again, we partied a little bit.
Did you get the plug with Kenny? Like you said, in passing, but did you get to say, like, "Hey, I know Mega ran"? Like, did you get
You
should have been throwing that weight around, man. That Mad Mania weight.
But I did meet Mega Ran's Puerto Rican brother.
Doppelganger? His doppelganger?
Yeah. No, not a doppelganger. His Puerto Rican or like distant cousin. Yeah.
I didn't say random.
Josh Jarbo.
Oh.
Josh Jarbo.
Yeah. He actually beat Kenny in like the tournament.
Is Kenny like a known like great gamer?
Yeah, he's actually really good at Street Fighter V. I'm just saying, if they played Street Fighter 3 or Alpha 3, I'd whip that ass.
Okay.
So after you beat Marty, who beat you?
I got beat by this guy. Actually, I got beat by Josh.
He got beat by a 5-year-old Japanese girl.
Nah, I got beat by Josh, who beat Kenny.
Oh, shit.
So I'm okay with that, L.
Okay.
All right, I got beat by the champ.
The champ!
It took the champ to take me down. All right, so shout out to Josh Jarbo.
You still got that win over Marty, though.
That's right. So, and I made it to the semifinals.
So he channeled that Jarbo energy.
Yeah, he's good, man.
And defeated Kenny Omega.
He plays a good Laura in Street Fighter V.
Who was Kenny?
What do you
Kenny
win?
Kenny picked Cody. Yeah, oh, no, I'm sorry. He picked Abigail.
What did you win if you win the tournament?
You got a pretty cool, like, Ryu trophy. Oh, I'm sorry. You just got, a cool trophy and, you know, you take pictures with the champ and whatnot.
Yeah.
I forget what else.
You don't get, like, a match in the next New Japan pay-per-view?
Neo.
Yeah.
You're going to have to train harder, man. You were supposed to
probably.
You were supposed to bring that trophy back to the, you know, back to the brand.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying, Street Fighter V is just a trash
game.
Put
it right there on the mantle.
Right.
The Matt Mania mantle.
Next to the Matt Mania candle.
I forgot. No. Where'd the Godfather go?
Next to the next to the picture of Adam Coe.
Oh, there you go. That shall never rename nameless.
We're going to have to Photoshop me in that or something.
Hey. Oh, you know what would be awesome? So we take that picture, the Adam Coe picture, and then we put your head in the top in the sky, like
the sun,
like looking down on us, like Mufasa.
Oh,
like,
there you go. Wow.
That's wild.
But
You hear a spirit rock,
right?
Yeah, but I also got to meet Jabailey, and you know, through Josh.
Oh, have you not met him yet?
No, I've never. Okay. I met him there, and he was a really cool guy. So I got to meet Jabailey. I got to meet Mike Santana and Ortiz Santana. They do they're the tag team champs for Impact LAX.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, LAX. I met them before.
Yeah, they're those guys. Super cool people. We actually hung out inadvertently, like when we were in the Bahamas. Like we were like in the same, like we sat in the same row of chairs, like next to each other.
You say that so casually.
It was so
when
cool.
We were in the Bahamas.
Yeah, like nothing. I bought a.
I was in the Bahamas with LAX.
I bought a 6-pack of Bohemian beer.
I'm saying, Rock, we're just trying to live
20
life,
$20,
man.
You know?
We just
$20.
Ouch.
Right? And
so they were also, not only was the exchange rate trash,
oh,
they were charging out the ass.
Out the ass.
They were gouging you for that. Was it good beer?
Yeah. Surprisingly, I'll give it that. It was good beer.
Any other libations you partook in?
No. I couldn't really find anything. Oh, I was hitting some dude's pen. I'm not sure. No homo, but.
Pause.
Yeah, man. I mean, somebody like me or Rock would have made sure that we had that stuff with us. Definitely would have had the pen on deck.
Oh, on Deckingtons.
But would have been trying to get
show y'all something cool.
Would have been trying to get some something on the island though.
Well, it was weird because like it's this crazy, you know, it's a tourist island, so it's like,
I'm sorry, what is this?
Look at it.
It's like a gold pack. It's called a gold
this
dust.
This is fruit punch. It's Kool-Aid. Like Kool-Aid. It's Kool-Aid. Make yourself medicated Kool-Aid.
Uh-huh. Is that what you were drinking?
No, this isn't even open yet.
I had one on Saturday.
Wait, do you legit drink?
Are you gonna make this, or are you gonna eat it like the fun dip?
I never thought about
like
that.
Like a fun dip.
Yeah.
Is that powder?
Come on.
Yeah.
Does powder is Kool-Aid?
I don't know.
You
shit.
Know what fun dip is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Fun dip that shit. Just get you a piece of candy and lick it, and just start sticking it in there.
This is like drugs in space.
It's 2018, and all I can say is, it's what a time to be alive.
Wow.
Said drugs in space. I bet you can snort that.
They should make dipping dots, like for medical.
Hey,
don't say
they shouldn't make it.
They
because I bet
do.
You Google it and it's there.
No,
anything that you say they should make is there.
They have like cannabis infused ice cream,
where?
Which I want to try.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, because you could just cook. You need to watch that show on Vice where they the cooking weed show.
How is this for medical use only?
Weedekit is what it's called. Shout out to Weedekit.
Yeah, there's a show on Netflix too. Same premise.
Where they're cooking with weed.
Yeah.
Word?
No, I actually have some. I have some infused olive oil.
Really? Do they make marijuana infused peanut butter?
I'm sure they do.
Because that would
be sure they do.
That would be my jam.
That would be mine too.
That's cool.
Look. Okay. So now. Side
super
tangent here.
So
hold on.
Yeah.
Medically infused food, right?
Yeah.
So when you get high you want to eat something, but if you eating food that's already high,
you're gonna
do you eat more food?
You're gonna get so high that you're not gonna eat. I'll tell you this much.
Because how do you eat a medically infused peanut butter sandwich and then want another one after you eat that?
Every time that I've done like edibles in a heavy high dose.
Uh huh.
I ain't never ate nothing.
Mm.
No,
you were. I generally
were satisfied with what you ate that the edible was in.
That or I would pass out.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
Allegedly, of course, children and
allegedly.
Employer.
Allegedly.
This is all dream status.
These are all no facts.
This is kayfabe.
This is all hypothesis.
This is all kayfabe.
It's all hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Wait, is it a kayfabe? No, it's not kayfabe.
Protect the business.
It never happened.
But yeah.
All right. So that was.
But other than that, yeah. I got to say, like, the coolest thing I saw
like,
was
we're
the
not,
wrestling.
We're definitely not doing drugs right now.
No, I got to see, like, the wrestling was great. The only shitty thing is it was standing room only.
I was about to ask you about the matches, like, how was the quality of the matches? Like, you were at All In, so, like, yeah. this is like your second, like, big indie event
but
this
you
year.
You heard what he just said.
Standing room only.
Yeah, and how long was the card?
Well, there was
like 3 hours?
Well, no, there was
it's
one.
It's on a fucking boat. No. Where were they supposed to sit?
No, the card, the pay-per-view.
Chairs. They could have done a lot of things.
Yeah, but then it still would only been like, it would only been around the ring seats. He still would have stood.
That's just, no, but like, with him, though, like if anybody was there with their children or something, like,
yeah.
That's, you. How are kids going to watch that?
Yeah.
On shoulders, huh?
And this is the thing.
Maybe
you
got more than one kid.
This is one of my gripes.
Better be strong.
One of my gripes was, I told my boys, hey, there's this jacuzzi that's not being used. They tarped it off. Just sit on the jacuzzi base. You can watch the show.
Yeah.
Security comes up to me and says, you need to take your kids down. And I'm like, for what?
That security guard's an asshole.
I'm like, for what? Man. He's like, your kids can't be up there. And I said, well, okay, if my kids can't be up there, where are you going to relocate me? He's like, I can't relocate you. Well, I can't take them down because they want to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
This is an all-expense-paid cruise that I paid for out of my pocket. And if you're not going to relocate me, if you're not going to accommodate me, what do you want me to do?
Like, hold on, they didn't have a...
And they were just chilling, right?
They didn't have a...
Just sitting there.
Where's the handicap section?
So the handicap section had chairs and stuff.
Right.
Because they have to.
But I
yeah, I've sat in the handicap section before at too. A show.
So check this out.
It's the best place to sit.
Last night of the show, there was empty handicap seats, right? And I told the guy, hey, if no one's sitting there, can my boy sit there? He straight up said no. So man, fuck the security on the Jericho Cruise.
People that are like
fuck
that,
all
it's
those
like,
guys.
Bro,
man, you should have had one of your. Sorry for saying this.
Go ahead.
Man, you should have just had one of your kids play handicapped or play injured or something. Like you,
my kids can't do that.
No,
they'd be running around and shit.
Then you should have did it. Handicap don't mean it's not just mentally; it's physically. Oh like God. I went to the Pusha T show. Listen.
Oh my God!
I went to the Pusha T show and I had a foot brace on. I was actually injured. But we were at the Pusha T show. It was in Vegas. It ended up being standing room only. We didn't know that previously to buying the tickets.
But you had the foot gimmick.
Yeah, but I was actually hurt, though. Yeah. But they were like, oh, yeah, we'll put you in the handicap section. Fucking seating, best fucking view, like other fucking handicapped people in there that was smoking blunts and passing around and shit. Like
no, like I've sat in that section before, too. I saw Mary J. Blige at Comerica in that section. Best fucking seat in the fucking house, bro. I saw Miguel at Celebrity Theater in the ADA section. Mm. Best fucking seat because you're literally right in front of the fucking first row of seating.
Those seats probably would have been worth like you getting the actual chicken wing so that you could have been handicapped.
Marty Scurll burnt my finger. I can see here.
Right? Put a bandage. Like, look, I can't use my hand.
But yeah, no, the security guards are garbage, okay? So that was my first gripe. They could not relocate me.
Yeah.
They couldn't accommodate me.
They weren't trying
is the point.
So fuck them.
Fuck the security.
So the security was actually mad dogging me.
As a staff and as a crew.
Oh, and they were doing that too.
Yeah. And so I was mad dogging them back. I was like, what you gonna do? Like, what are you gonna do? Anyway, so the match goes on and we're watching the Briscoes.
Okay.
And the Briscoes, they're a dirty crowd.
Oh yeah.
So check this out. This shit is kind of hilarious. The Briscoes start flipping off the crowd. So what does the crowd do?
Flip them off back, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm in there, flipping them off back. Guess what?
Security tells you don't flip off
security
the Briscoes.
Goes, hey, I see you flipping off my guy. You better stop that. And I was like, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm flipping off the talent. And like, if you do that again, I'll throw you out of here.
Oh my God.
I was like, go fuck off. I'm like, you know what? Go do your job and go screw somebody else. Go hassle somebody else.
Wow.
And he's like, I'm going to be watching you. And I'm like, go ahead. What are you going to do? You're going to throw me off a fucking boat? You're going to pay for chopper to come?
He was going
to
throw you in boat jail.
He's going to throw me in the brig?
Yeah, exactly. At the bottom, he was going to make you shovel coal.
He'd be in the fucking you'd be right by the propellers.
Dude, I would throw hands.
Barely inside the ship.
I would throw hands for sure.
That's funny.
Man, so I guess the burial of the week was the bullshit motherfucking pieces of shit cunt bags security.
Wow.
The security at the Jericho Cruise. Fuck all those yellow shirts for for basically bringing down the energy.
Oh, man. Y'all killed the vibe. Fuck y'all, security.
Wow.
And listen, I love security. That's within reason. I work security at Cobra, you know? But at the same time.
Oh, man, I work security every night. Yeah. On the weekends. I know.
And everything is within reason.
Out of the world, Craig. Out of the world.
You know, everything is within reason. People want to have fun, but if you're going to act like a dick and kill the vibe, well,
bitch,
you know.
Don't kill my vibe.
So it was whack. That part was whack. So fuck those guys.
Man.
They're just a bunch of, you know, dick gobblers, you know, in my opinion.
So let's get a official rating of the Jericho Cruise. Overall, what?
So overall, out of 6 beers, I'll probably give it like 3.
Ooh.
Damn, that's kind of.
That's definitely not what I was expecting.
That's not worth what you paid for, huh?
Nah.
You definitely paid for a full six pack.
Yeah. And mind you, this is the inaugural, you know, Jericho Cruise.
Yeah.
So, but I one thing that I was telling Rock off air is like if we went as talent or if we had credentials, everything would have been a lot better just because there was
makes it better.
Yeah. There was a lot of areas that were just blocked off.
Damn, Rand, where were you? Rand would have linked you up with Jabailey. Jabailey would have had you in the
Well, coincidentally, in the scene. Like I was trying to introduce myself to Jabailey and Josh, and that's kind of where our connection was. So it kind of, you know, took off from there, which is good. But honestly,
you know, the problem probably is like it's amenities. Like you can't really expect that much when you're on an area that's got limited space.
And that's what I was telling Rock. Like the fact that the Bucks had a close section to play ping pong. Like, I was walking by and the Bucks were playing ping pong. I wasn't mad that they were playing ping pong in a private area. I was mad that there wasn't a ping pong table for me to play on. There wasn't, like...
That's hilarious.
The only ping pong... The only amenities that were available was a basketball court. There was a pool. There was, shuffleboard, you know?
That's fun, though.
You know? But still, I mean, there was that.
Your kids ain't trying to play shuffleboard.
Nah. Like, and there was arcades there that you had to pay for.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bullshit. Again, I'll reference All In again. Like, we're in a fucking city. We went and did whatever we wanted to do outside of what was going on and could still go do what was going on.
Right.
Like, you're on a cruise, so you're kind of, limited to what's going on. And
yes, but with that, I would imagine if they took, you know, people into consideration, just have more stuff for people to enjoy.
It was a first-time thing, though.
It is.
Did the cruise sell out?
The cruise did sell out.
Nobody is prepared. Like, I don't think Jericho himself in all of his glory was prepared for how many bodies a sold out cruise actually is.
Yeah,
like to see that many bodies on the cruise ship and be like, damn, where do we put this many people at, like, right now?
It'll be interesting to see if they change it up a little bit next time, if they do another one.
I'm
assuming they will.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because it was so successful.
Neo, how would you make that event better? Because, like, I don't know what you paid. We don't have to talk about what you exactly paid.
Yeah.
But, like...
So, for everybody...
Do you make it less tickets and make it more?
I would actually keep it the same amount, but I would just include more amenities, you know? So, instead of just the basketball court and just the one pool, there should have been... You know, an additional pool, or one of the decks should have.
Yeah, I was surprised about that.
And there was room for all this, right?
You said there was another one.
Well,
but one was covered because there was a
one of
a
the pools stage. Was covered because of the rock and roll stage.
So two pools make sense. However, you have this. Was that the same area where the wrestling was at too?
Yes.
Okay.
So right across.
Well, you figure there's only going to be limited deck space they can use. So
yeah,
something's
that's
gotta
what I'm
go.
Saying.
Right.
But there was a couple of decks where they could have put more people. Or they could have honestly just like even chairs goes a long way in my opinion, but just have more free amenities and maybe more activities.
Yeah.
So that there's, you know, just more diverse things to do on board.
So you said there was karaoke. Was there any comedy shows?
There was one comedy show that
I did get to
go to. It was Marty DeRosa, friend of the show. He does the Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling podcast.
Okay, you met them at All In.
Yeah, didn't you? And Colt Cabana also did a set too, which was really cool. But yeah, like I was saying, if I do like this type of cruise again, I wouldn't want to take the fam.
Okay.
Just because there's not enough for the fam.
Not enough family.
So, stuff. The family, like if I'm going to do another cruise, it would be like a Disney cruise or a Carnival cruise, something that the family can enjoy. But if this is like a kind of like a specialty cruise,
right?
Where, you know, just it's just a bunch of drunken wrestling fans, you know, marking out together.
Right, you fit it right in. But yeah, you don't want to have to worry about like the family.
Yeah.
At that point, you want to just do like your own.
Yeah, and it's not like it was a burden, but I just had shit to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was glad they got to enjoy themselves. We all enjoyed ourselves, and we all took away what we took away.
I mean, but I'm saying, though, it's like the wife, she hasn't really tagged along to any of the wrestling events out of state,
right,
or anything like that. She can tell me, like, that's like your guy stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's kind of just what you're saying. It's like,
yeah,
you, if you get drunk and shit-faced and end up on random couches, that's not really cool for when you're with your fam.
Yeah.
And then if that's what you want to do, then you feel like your fam is holding you down. You're like, damn, I'm not able to couch surf right now.
So one of the funny stories was, this was on Sunday.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I'm like, yo, I'm going to go get water. I'll be right back. And this was like at 11 p.m.
What time did you get back?
5 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you had some Neo X times.
What happened? You said you left at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And you came back at 5 a.m.
Yeah. So I found some people. They were giving me free drinks. So shout outs to them. It's because the drink pass was a fucking...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that too. Anybody? So you did say you got free drinks at this point, but before that, did anybody hook you up?
I saw you on
Twitter reaching out.
I was trying to get
drink passes.
I made friends, so shout out to the new friends of the Mad Mania. And they were hooking me up. So what was really nice was after a while, like the bartender saw me, so the just bartender started hooking me up. So that's how that happened. But honestly, that one night, I woke up pretty hungover, and then we were kind of like at the aft of the ship, so that shit's kind of rocking. So I'm hungover, and that ship is going back and forth, whatever. It was not a good feeling, fam.
Not a good collaboration.
No. Yeah. So I was sipping Pedialyte and eating bread all day.
Oh, wow. You were doing the most.
Did you have a, what are they called? Is it a manhole, a blowhole? Did you have a hole?
He said manhole.
What is it called?
A porthole?
Oh, a porthole.
A porthole, bro. Yeah. I don't think passengers get portholes
or manholes.
Oh, you're talking about like the window?
Yeah.
To look out.
That's what I'm talking about. Didn't you didn't have that?
I wouldn't
want
to.
I had an
interior. How deep were you in the boat?
From the decks, I was on like 11. So there was only 13 decks in total.
Uh-huh.
So I was on top.
Okay, were there decks that was underneath water level?
Yeah. And theoretically, the lower you are, or the more lower...
The lower you are, the quicker you are to die if a leak happens?
No.
Not necessarily.
The lower you are and the more center of the ship you are is the less...
Yeah.
Is less movement of the ship.
The center?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I was in the back on the top of the ship, and I was in the bathroom...
So you were just getting to throw up off the balcony.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom trying to take a shower, like, hungover. I'm like, oh, God. Oh. What's going on?
Lana!
Yeah. It was bad. It was bad. So, needless to say,
that's fun.
But I enjoyed
fun times.
I enjoyed the wrestling.
Good.
I enjoyed the comedy that I did go to. I enjoyed all the friends that I met, and I enjoyed all the white boys chopping each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing. It got so bad security.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah.
I don't even have to be there. I know that's the thing.
So bad security had to come through. I'm like, hey, please stop it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was...
Because people were getting hurt.
There was this white dude that was super white boy wasted, and his chest looked like hamburger meat. He was literally telling people, yo!
Was he yelling at people to chop him?
Chop me, bro! And, like, yeah, people were just chopping the shit out of him.
Fuck.
Because like,
none of them people know how to chop, right?
I'm pretty sure they're karate chopping.
Right!
Like, just karate chopping.
But even
like,
if they do... Those people are trying to hurt him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be chopped. I would give him the full-on hand, like, whack.
Give him the Andre chop. Back.
That's how I saw when I was at WrestleCon and saw fucking...
So that was a thing. That's something they do.
Oh, yeah. Some guy came up and he wanted Jake the Snake to chop him.
So I saw Jake the Snake on the ship. Nice. What a grumpy motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Well, he wasn't grumpy when I met him, but you got to think that Jake the Snake, he goes through his things. So, He might have been.
I'll give him that.
He might have been in his bag at the time. I don't know. Or might not have had his bag.
He might have been without the bag.
Yeah, without the bag.
I'm sure. I saw him four days
on the ship without the bag,
and he was like, "Fuck this!" Wow. Every time I saw him, he was just like miserable.
Did you not see Tropic Thunder? How Jack Black was without the bag?
No. Why aren't you doing DDP yoga?
No, so that was the thing.
Namaste.
So he wanted Jake the Snake to chop him, and DDP was right there also because it was DDP's booth was right next to Jake the Snake. So DDP chopped him too, and they chopped him like you're saying, like hand down.
Oh, they did bare chest. Lucha chop, hand down. Yeah.
So then he came back around like later on after he made circles. Yeah, and he was showing him the chest. Chest was fucked up.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why white people do that.
White people.
I don't know, man. They think it's a game.
It's crazy.
They do.
Man. It's not a game like Triple H.
Oh man, Triple H.
Yo, salute to Trips, man.
Shout out to his titties.
Tore his titty at Clown Jewel, which we're gonna bury in a couple seconds here.
You watch it?
No.
You watch it?
I watched it live like an idiot.
Okay, so
Mega Ran is protesting.
I didn't watch it either, so that means Rock's the only one who watched it. So Rock, did you see when it happened? Do you know what move actually fucked the game up?
No, because the match wasn't that
good. I thought it was going over the top rope turnbuckle, like Ric Flair style.
The match,
so
like,
he just fucking like tore his shit on some
like
random move.
I mean, he didn't tear his shit like Vince McMahon blew out both of his quads trying to climb into the ring. It wasn't that freak of an accident. I didn't notice, but to me that match wasn't that good, nor was I all that interested in it. I tweeted during the show that Crown Jewel was WrestleMania 2 level bad. If you're familiar with WrestleMania 2, you know just what I'm talking about.
It was bad.
That is one of the worst WWE events in the history of life.
Let me tell you how I live my life. I live my life kind of by this rule, is that
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah, man. I live my life like I don't want to get hurt doing something that I didn't have to be doing. Like, that's kind of like a mantra that I live my life by. Because if I get hurt, it's like being on a roof, like, drinking or something. Like, I didn't have to be up there. So if I fall off the roof, then it's like, fuck, I'm a regret that and wish, like, man, I didn't have to be drinking.
I regret
like, Crown Jewel is not the event for Triple H to have got that injury.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that event was shit.
That was not your hill to die on, Trips.
Right, they didn't even have to do it, and then you come out of it with that injury. It's just like, is it karma?
He just blew his chi-chi out hard.
Like, that event wasn't that important for fucking Shawn Michaels to be at. Like,
no. To be dicking around.
It was.
He was literally dicking around.
It was a terrible, terrible event. The matches
started off by the most terrible himself.
Yeah, and I was shocked he came out to Real American. Even more shocked they were cheering for him.
He got a brother chant,
brother. However, that was the safest bet and the safest move for the WWE with Hulk
Hogan. Yeah, talk about a hot take.
That's the same
place
who wanted Yokozuna. So, of course, they're going to cheer for...
Dog, this was the safest bet because... They don't know how a U.S. crowd is going to react when Hulk Hogan comes out.
Oh, they're
going to
murder him.
That's what I'm saying. So they're not going to do that.
They're going to murder him with
words. They brought
him
out in Saudi Arabia because they lost John Cena and Daniel Bryan. So they had to replace two of the biggest names currently with the biggest fossil of all time. Hulk Hogan is trash, fam. He was the host of Crown Jewel, and he literally came out there and did his little Hulk Hogan speech, brother. And wasn't seen again.
Question. They did label him as the host, though. And that was not a host thing. That was
he
just
came
an
opening. Brother, brother. Pose, brother.
Hogan must pose.
Hogan must
Crown
pose.
Jewel?
Clown Jewel.
Did he mention Crown Jewel in his speech?
I don't remember what he said about Hulkamaniacs and prayers
mention,
and vitamins.
Did he mention Saudi Arabia in his speech?
I think he said something about Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. He mentioned, like, the fact that Hulkamaniacs...
Are running wild in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
And shit like that.
So,
question.
Yes.
Is Hogan more well known than Ric Flair?
More well known?
Than
Ric
Flair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only because. The WWE,
globally, yes.
Just because it's at the time when Hulk Hogan was at his pinnacle, which was in the WWF, the Federation days.
Ric Flair was in WCW.
It was, yeah, but they weren't on the same scale.
He was like in Jim Crockett promotion in the and States, then WCW. Like,
in the territories, it was all Flair.
Yeah.
Globally, though, it was Hogan.
Yeah.
Because WWF was more predominantly on regular television.
And New York had a greater reach
they did
than the territories
reach.
Did. Okay. Yeah, so and the Hogan, Carolinas
Hogan
and the South.
Huge.
Because I was just asking that because I'm thinking, like, okay, who would be as big as Hogan
Flair.
Over there?
Flair.
No, but in Saudi Arabia. Oh. That's what I'm asking, like, over there. Who would be as big?
The Rock.
It's not even comparable. Hogan would be way bigger than Flair over there, right?
Yeah.
There. The Rock, though.
Because Hogan also has merch.
Cena.
Too. And when I say merch, I mean like toys.
And they did. They had
fucking pasta and boas and shit like that.
And of course, WWE, the machine that they are, they had brand new Hulk Hogan shirts on the site.
Yeah, they pumped a shirt like next day, dog.
Same day. Yeah, he came out wearing it.
Woo!
So.
What's new about it?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's just Hulkamania. Red and yellow.
It's just
red and yellow.
Oh, okay, it's just out again.
It's just Hulk Hogan.
Not
a whole lot you can do with Hogan, bro.
Because they didn't have it on the site, Hollywood, so they just put it back.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was trash. The qualifying matches for the World Cup, best in the world, whatever it was called. Though all those matches were given so little time.
I got a hot take.
Give me one.
Jumping all the way to the hottest of takes.
Okay.
Did Shane McMahon
become
best of the world
yes.
to shit on Crown Jewel?
That's funny you mentioned that because I read a story that had a theory that Vince McMahon's way of saying fuck you to everybody that was complaining about what they were doing was to have this finish as a big screw you. Shane's is gonna win the shit. Ha ha.
Well, what I'm thinking is that,
or even the talent.
What if no
the talent that didn't show?
Well,
up.
That's what I'm saying. What if I'm thinking like, what if none of the talent wanted that title in their resume or in their bio that you
won
best of
the
world
in Saudi
Arabia.
That's
so
an interesting take. I didn't think about that. That's interesting.
And doing that is like, okay, well, who better to be best of the world than Shane McMahon and make
best
it
in the world.
And
best
then turn
the
whole
the
best of the world tournament
also,
into a joke.
I would also, as of tonight being the 7th of November, I would like to nominate Mike Mizanin for Actor of the Year because I thought he literally blew out his fucking knee. When I watched it happen live, I was like, oh man, The Miz just blew out his shit. And the referee even sold it too because you really didn't know if it was a work or not. Obviously, now we know it was a work, but yeah.
Oh, how far The Miz has come from MTV.
Oh, dog.
Respect.
It's The Miz's career. I've said it before on this podcast. The Miz's 30 for 30 is going to be fucking awesome. Ran, I apologize for the amount of profanity tonight. This has been a very F-word heavy podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like,
but
yeah, some.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, we're talking about stuff that's kind of got us amped up a little bit. I was looking forward to some of those matches in the World Cup, and they were so short.
Like even the Mysterio, I thought the Mysterio matches were going to be flame.
Nope.
I thought the DB matches were going to be until he, you know.
I mean, I was hyped to see Dolphin Kurt, and that was a good match. It was good.
Yeah.
But I mean,
they goaded all of y'all. They played all
of
y'all.
They did.
And then they gave it to a McMahon.
What about, what'd you guys think of AJ and Joe?
I'm tired of Joe losing.
I'm tired of Joe losing too.
And coincidentally,
it's hard because it's AJ, and it's like AJ is my boy.
Yeah,
and he's done been the champ for a year.
Yeah, I was saying he just celebrated one today.
So, and the speculation is they want AJ to achieve to scratch off CM Punk's record.
Yeah, I know they do.
You think that's legit?
Oh hell yeah!
I also thought that was a fuck you to CM Punk too with the whole Shane McMahon best of the world thing because
I heard that take too.
Wasn't that CM Punk's
best in the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
no,
to make fun of the best of the world to make it like. Nobody would want to say or mention or talk about best in the world because
Shane McMahon's attached to it. That's a great hot. That's a good hot take. And what you said is, I believe that is absolutely true.
Yeah,
the McMahons are petty enough to want to have his name not be there because they don't want to keep showing that list and you see CM Punk. They don't want to see that.
They might be also trying to get rid of the CM Punk chance.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be able to achieve that part of it.
They can't, or to have someone greater than Punk, I guess. Yeah, maybe. They're just trying to actually title it.
I think the CM Punk chance might be up there with the woos and the whats. I think at a wrestling show, you should almost
they're
expect
like the
to
you
hear,
sucks.
Right?
For Angle.
You should expect to hear
well, I'm
all
saying
of
they're
them
just there now because
the
crowd is just doing them because the crowd is assholes. Cool.
Well, yeah. That too.
Because
you get marquee crowds.
Because really, like, AJ Styles is their boy now, so.
Yeah. How far is AJ away from that record? How many days?
That I don't know 100%.
What is it? Longest title, WWE title reign?
While you guys are looking that up.
WWE title reign.
What about,
I felt bad for Braun.
What about Brock and Braun?
Yo, I felt bad for Braun.
That's Rigby, by the way. That's British Siri.
What was her answer?
She gave me some links. I'm going to click. Y'all talk.
Okay. Right. Brock and Braun.
So I
damn
saw,
it, man. That match pissed me off.
I saw the footnotes.
Braun up.
I saw the footnotes on Raw.
Uh-huh.
He served him up, so he got a title shot to the neck.
He gave, and then he gave
five
F5s? Five
F5s. Yeah. One outside the ring.
And did you
small
also,
offense?
Did you watch it? Or did you see no. any of it? You guys haven't seen any clips?
I saw the Raw clips. Okay. And I saw...
I didn't watch any clips.
Brock, once again, is significantly smaller.
Okay.
Which is a direct correlation.
Which
the
makes
fact
looks
he's in,
Braun
he's in the,
super
he's in the
weak.
USDH, you know, the pool right now.
For the UFC.
Yeah, because he's scheduled a fight early next year. He looked very, he looks smaller.
And his new contract that he signed says that he can
he's
do both.
WrestleMania. So he's going to be at WrestleMania.
Well, he can also do both. He can go fight both UFC and WWE.
That is correct.
His new contract that he signed is only for two matches.
I heard it's more than two. I heard it's multiple events. That's
the multiple events I heard was two matches, and one of them was.
I've heard more than
it's
two.
It's Survivor Series, and a match after Survivor Series. So they're saying that he might lose the belt pretty fast if he's only scheduled
prior to fighting in the UFC.
Well, when is his fight in the UFC?
I think is January, it, is it February.
Is that just talk or is that already booked?
Which one?
DC just defended
Cormier.
No, Lesnar. It hasn't been booked yet. But when they talked to Dana White after the Cormier and dude who's nuts is hot, Derek Lewis. Mm-hmm. Dana White confirmed that next in line is most likely Brock Lesnar. So that is going to be the fight. Mm-hmm. It's a matter. I'm thinking.
No time.
No. Well, no. If Brock's scheduled to be the contract with WWE through WrestleMania, I don't think he's going to fight Cormier before WrestleMania. Unless Brock does Royal Rumble and then doesn't appear. Well, that's possible because it's Brock Lesnar.
Well, Brock I'm saying be, like, can Brock take? Because I'm thinking if he only has two matches, you're saying that he's got more than two matches. But if he had two matches and one of them is Survivor Series, does he just take the belt and leave again and not come back until Mania?
Why wouldn't he?
He's done it before, so I'm saying like if that was his second match and they planned for him to lose it at Mania, he could just take it and leave.
I think it's more than two, though.
Well, appearances and matches isn't the same thing because he can appear and scuffle.
I think we're gonna see him at Royal Rumble.
Okay,
so that's gonna be dope.
And Mania,
it has to be Mania.
Okay,
because Brock's probably gonna be the champ going into Mania, and then it's a matter of who wins the Royal Rumble.
Yes, to get the shot.
Because I have no idea. Because and then also with Trips getting hurt, that scratches Triple H and Batista.
Yep.
What if instead of Brock taking it to Mania, what if Brock loses it at Rumble?
To who?
To Braun. And then Braun gets a good setup going into Mania against
or
somebody good.
What if Brock...
Oh, and then it would be Braun Drew at that time. I'm sure it would be McIntyre picture.
Here's a hot take scenario. Say the title match between Braun and Brock is prior to the Royal Rumble. What if Brock loses the strap to Braun at Royal Rumble and then destroys one of the entrants to the Royal Rumble, takes their spot, goes into the Royal Rumble, wins the Royal Rumble, and then goes to Mania and fights Braun Strowman?
Again?
I also did hear another hot take is that there's actual talks that the women could headline WrestleMania coming up this year.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
it's Ronda Rousey,
obviously. Wait, this coming one?
Yeah. There's talks.
Could be.
I mean,
lots to do.
It's in New York.
Lots to do.
It's in New York, correct?
I feel like it's not enough time.
Why?
No, I'm about to tell you what. I don't feel like it's enough time to build Rhonda and Charlotte. Because who else would it be?
Is it Charlotte?
Asuka.
Trashka.
Now.
I feel like what they're building with Becky and Becky. Rhonda going into Survivor Series, I'm hyped for that.
That's going to be great.
So I'm saying like that build, but I'm sure that it's not going to be Becky and Rhonda because they're already doing it. So
is it a four?
So ball? who would be the
Charlotte? Probably
it would be Charlotte and Rhonda.
Unless Rhonda and Becky have a full on like classic, and it's like a
and then they do it again.
Yep.
Like the feud continues all the way through Mania.
I mean, damn, Becky's proving she can excel and probably exceed expectations given a title push. Because she is probably the hottest person in the company right now. Her character on TV, and then you carry that over to her social media on Twitter.
Her Twitter is fire.
Dog, she's talking all kinds of shit, bro. And the shirt she comes out in, the I'm the Man shirt.
She rips off the Ronda shirt to expose the I'm the Man shirt.
Oh, man. Fire, bro. Becky but also Lynch the killing it.
But also the thing is that they're not on the same brand.
Yeah.
So who's on Ronda's brand?
Asuka.
Naya.
It's fucking Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss.
She tapped out so quick, though. I don't think you can come back from that.
Oh, she's also concussed right now.
She's also a host.
Concussed.
She's one of the captains of the Survivor Series.
Yeah, but she's not wrestling.
No, she's not?
No, because she's still getting concussion.
She's captain, yeah.
She's still in concussion protocol?
Yeah.
Wow.
Concussion.
Well, good for WWE for doing the right thing. But, damn, that sucks for her. Like, career-wise, you're, like, getting stalled out at a really bad time to get stalled out.
Right. And they're tagging up Naya and...
The Tamina?
Tamina with
give them the tag chance
with Steph guys. Saying that the women's tag belts are coming, so you gotta understand they just linked up to be tag team.
That's a crazy tag team right there, bro.
So you don't have to worry about Nia in the women's champion.
Nia's got a shot coming.
Yeah, but she's not gonna get it though, is what I'm
I didn't
saying.
Say
so
she's
you
gonna get it.
Well, she could get it there's shenanigans with Tamina.
This is another question. Like, is it a foregone conclusion that certain that Ronda Rousey is gonna beat Becky Lynch? Are they gonna let Becky Lynch put an L on Ronda?
No,
that hurts Ronda's trajectory right now.
But they're fighting in the stupid. It don't matter because it's belt
versus
belt.
No, but it
belt.
Does matter though.
It don't.
Ronda hasn't lost yet.
But it's title versus title. It's not. They're not on the same brand, so it doesn't count. It's just spectacle.
But she hasn't lost yet.
Yeah.
So is Becky Lynch the one that gives her the first L? Title.
But
or no
if
title?
Becky Lynch was to beat her, she wouldn't even have another shot at Becky Lynch.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about that.
No, so that's why I'm saying it wouldn't happen.
No, no, okay, but so you're saying that Ronda's winning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shenanigans?
No, not even with shenanigans.
I will call shenanigans because I was going to say the only way to intensify the Charlotte feud.
Yeah, we're getting too deep in the Survivor Series.
No,
it's
I'm just
not
saying
that far away, dog.
It's next weekend. You're right.
It's next weekend.
We gotta go home show.
It's a great card too. It's for Charlotte to throw herself back in there some kind of way.
With shenanigans?
Yeah.
Shenanigans
is the only way for both parties to go their opposite ways and still be strong.
Yeah.
Shenanigans fixes everything, Doug.
I don't really think there's anything else worth talking about, Crown Jewel-wise.
No, we're talking about Survivor Series.
Well, no. We went from Crown Jewel and we got a tangent to Survivor Series.
Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles is already booked for Survivor Series.
Yeah. And they've had a fire match.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's going to be good.
We already got some teams booked. Booking teams
Daniel
for Survivor Bryan Series.
And Miz and, mm-hmm. Oh, and then they got the Usos and the New Day.
Oh, yeah. What's that, a 5-on-5 tag team?
Yeah.
That's fire.
So the Usos
that's
and the New Day versus yet-to-be-determined
It's probably
going to
be the Bar and AOP.
Ooh. Oh, you wanted to talk about that. Or you wanted to talk about that. What's Somebody up? Wanted to talk about AOP tag team champions
tag
now.
Tag champs. Won
cheap.
Them, won them shits in the UK.
And you don't feel like you wanted to talk about it. I feel like it was cheap.
They had to go up against one Seth Rollins.
Yeah, it's like to.
Well, that totally destroyed my theory.
They easily won so that they could build on another story.
It was
story.
A handicap match.
Yeah. I mean, what was supposed to happen in that match?
No, I expected them to make
Dean
and Seth tag.
Was Dean even there?
Yeah, he came out in Dirty Deeds some afterwards. Yeah, I expected them to at least make them fight a little bit more while they're not liking each other, just to lose the title.
I would have liked that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to kind of add a little bit more to the drama that's building.
Yeah. I think they feel like that they got it was just too many straps involved in that feud. I think.
Have they announced? Are they fighting one on one as Survivor Series? Did they announce that?
Who again?
Seth and Dean.
No, it's supposed to be Seth and Nakamura.
Yeah. Because it's title for title.
Oh, so we might get...
Champion versus champion.
So there's a chance we could get Seth and Dean at the Rumble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Because to me, that's a big four caliber match.
Yeah.
Build-wise. They could extend it to Mania if they wanted to.
It is possible.
Yeah, I was saying, I think they just felt like it was probably too much titles wrapped up in their feud. Because...
They had the tag and the IC, so that's a lot of gold.
So you get rid of those, and then at least you can just draw their feud into his IC title championship.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can't wait to see Seth and Nakamura. I still have a lot of faith in Nakamura. Lately, he's been trash, but
yeah, and he hasn't been on TV, hasn't defended the title, hasn't done anything. Yeah. So hopefully, he's in shape and ready to go.
Yeah.
Have
you enjoyed the back?
I'm mad that the time looks like that. I can't tell how long we've been on here.
We started about 8:30, so
we're at 2,566 seconds. One thing I wanted to get into, if y'all done with Crown Jewel,
I ain't done with Crown Jewel. I just wanted to get the rooms.
You want to get to Raw and SmackDown?
I want to get the rooms take. Have you guys been enjoying the back and forth promos and social media jabs between Becky and Ronda?
Yeah, the social media jabs have been very entertaining.
I have not kept up on the social media jabs.
Becky's barbs are like 100.
She's the female Stone Cold right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, yeah, she's fire.
She's killing it. So, yeah, overall, Clown Jewel was Clown Jewel.
It was clowny.
Bury that shit.
I had a question for the room, and it's super early. Early as hell.
Yeah.
To ask us about SummerSlam?
No, I was going to ask you guys early picks for Rumble.
Winner?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see how the rest of the year
shakes
out. I like
to see the go home at least.
Because there's a lot that can happen between now and then.
Yeah, that's why I said early picks.
Okay, early pick? I mean, the most logical sense makes Braun, but the fan in me wants to see...
Because we don't know what's going to happen with him between now and then. So it's like, yeah.
Andrade Chinalmas.
I was going to ask you if you were going to go with Andre. Andrade.
He did well last Rumble.
He had a great match on SmackDown with Mysterio, too.
One of the best. SmackDown delivered match-wise.
Yeah, great.
The tag match and that match was fire.
I could see it. I could see if they keep jobbing Joe, them giving it to him.
Well, Joe just went over on Hardy to be the last person on Survivor Series. Yeah. So they got the team set. So either next episode they're going to be feuding, or one episode's going to raid the other they did last year.
It is literally next weekend.
Yeah, so we'll see.
And you realize that Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's wild, right?
That just made me hungry.
And then it's 1 month until 2019.
Okay. I'll be glad when 2018 is over.
I'm sure you said the same thing at the end of 2017.
No, I didn't.
The year couldn't have been that bad.
Yes, it was. Yes, it is.
A lot of good wrestling.
Yeah, that's been great, but yeah, the rest of that shit can suck my dick.
Take it away.
Segue. Raw SmackDown.
Raw SmackDown again. I think we'll probably cover more. These two episodes were kind of whack, other than... The matches on SmackDown. Nikki, even, you know, she kind of gave a pretty good match against Becky.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, what does that do for sanity? Nothing. You debut Nikki Cross, you have her enhance Becky, and sanity's kind of still in the garbage, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What else is the other take? Really just choosing the teams. I thought the greatest thing out of Raw was... Elias. Elias did great.
You texted that, and I was just like...
He did great.
I'm not with the shits, but...
Dude, he does it ever so naturally. It really... He's...
Yeah, I'm not an Elias guy, So.
Are you a Lashley guy?
No.
Dude.
Lashley.
I like Lashley less. I can't
Lashley.
Stand Lashley. I never understood what the deal was with Elias. And now that Elias is supposed to become a face, yeah, and people are like in the Elias, I still don't get like what Elias is.
Like,
I think he's elevated. People just like him,
but because,
you know what I'm saying?
His gimmick is great.
Just whatever
he's
he got does.
A damn gimmick. He has a cool finisher, right?
He's got a damn gimmick like a guitar.
And let's not forget, he does a great Damian Sandow impersonation.
Exactly. So. I think he's elevated above the label.
I feel like they went too far away from what his gimmick was. With the drifter gimmick, because they still call him that, and he's like, no, he's like not a drifter. Before he was creeping around.
Is this before he was playing a show every night?
Yeah, exactly. Like when he first came up.
I'm not familiar with him before.
Yeah.
So was he like an NXT guy?
Yeah, he was an NXT guy.
Okay. I'm not super familiar with him. I'm not up on him before he was headlining shows. I think it's funny. Some of his stuff is funny, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like he's in that rare air where he, you know, surpasses a healer face. He's just likable, and he can kind of, you know, dip into that vein.
He has a
cool
finisher, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's like a swinging fisherman buster sort of thing. Yeah, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think we'll have more, like I said, more insight, Raw and SmackDown. When
yeah,
because
next
show.
Week is the go home, so they're going to have to finalize the card.
So then we'll actually do our predictions for Survivor Series. Yeah,
I believe Rand will be back for that one.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to get into, because, like I said, I got into lots of wrestling.
Lots of wrestling to watch.
I have lots of wrestling to catch up on. I caught up on ROH, Impact, but the biggest thing for me was New Japan Pro Wrestling. Okay. The Road to Power Struggle. We ended the Super Junior Tag League in 2018. Match of the night, in my opinion. Well, there's so many good matches, but one of the great ones was Ishii versus Suzuki. Ishii. Was really great. I like watching Sho and Yo, you know, win the Junior Tag League, which is great. And surprisingly, I mean, talk about workhorse Chris Jericho. Couple days removed from the cruise.
Of course.
Guess what? He's in Japan defending his title against Evil.
Yeah, man. Good
Evil.
Match.
Yeah, Evil is he's part of Los Ingobernables de Japón. He's actually one of their heavyweights. And
Evil caught that code breaker.
And talk about that switch on that code breaker. It was very innovative. I enjoyed the entire pay-per-view. I can't wait to see more. You know, but I think, you know, the couple things to wash out that shitty taste of Crown Jewel, watch New Japan Power Struggle and watch the Jericho Cruise matches. They were fan-freaking-tastic. couple things that you also got from the Jericho Cruise is you actually had Cody, Hangman, Marty, the Bucks, and Omega kind of finally put a final nail in the coffin stating that we're no longer Bullet Club. They are now the Elite.
Wait, who did that? Who did what now?
So,
the
again,
Matt Mania Rewind.
Yeah, I just caught the end of that. Who's no longer Bullet Club?
So, Hangman Page, Marty Scurll, Cody, the Bucks, and Omega. They've officially already stated that we're no longer Bullet Club. We are just now the Elite.
That is the majority of the fucking Bullet Club.
Well, you remember now. So the Bullet Club has Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, Fale.
No, those
Jay
guys
White.
Left. Those were the they turned into what is that? No longer a thing.
That's the legit Bullet Club.
Yeah, but remember they called themselves something else.
The Bullet Club OGs.
No, they called themselves something else.
What is it?
Okay, I'll look it up. Continue to talk, right, and I'll tell you what it was called.
So the Bullet Club OGs are, you know, Tama, Tanga.
That's a funny name for a fact.
Yeah, you know, Fale, Taiji Ishimori, Robbie Eagles.
I like shit you would order at a restaurant.
You know what I'm saying? And so they've actually finally, you know, separated themselves, essentially. So that money machine, because you have to remember, too, Jado and Gato also joined the Bullet Club. So they've actually added more members from the New Japan side because, you know, they you know, since the separation.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how their, you know, t-shirt designs come about, what their storylines are going to be, yeah. you know, where their, you know, loyalties lay.
Where they're going to appear.
Where they're going to appear.
Because I would and assume.
If you watch Being the Elite, they just had a quote-unquote Triple H cameo in the latest Being the Elite show.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I say quote-unquote, obviously. Quote-unquote.
Okay, so it's not really Trips.
Yeah. So it's been fun. But yeah, I really want the Matt Maniacs. If you can, watch New Japan, Road to Power Struggle. Watch Best in the World, GOAT, Chris Jericho versus Evil. One of the best matches of the night. And
the Being the Elite's on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I love it. I watch it every week or anytime they do an episode.
I've never watched it.
It's cool. They basically weave their own storyline in the show.
It's so much stuff to watch, man. It's hard to watch everything.
It's 20 minutes long. Dog. Well, no, not even like 15 minutes long.
Dog, I give 8 hours to like a podcast. I give like another hour to a show on TV.
Oh, man.
And I just watch mad hours of other things on TV.
There is a lot to watch. And honestly, I'm not sure. I've gotten to this point several times. Because remember, when I go home,
yeah.
I have to watch Ultima Lucha Cuatro. I have to watch NXT. NXT UK, 205.
There's just a lot of wrestling.
You don't have to.
So much wrestling.
Yeah, you don't, but you do.
But I do.
Because you love it.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to watch House of Cards, which is like an hour-long episode. Yeah, it's a lot, man.
I don't have any like shows. Excuse me. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy because Grey's Anatomy's back.
Mm-hmm.
I do watch Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. What else do I watch on TV? I watch Black-ish, Grown-ish. Mm-hmm. Those are great.
I watch Goldberg's Superstore.
I like Fresh Off the Boat.
Y'all are naming all of these shows, but you guys don't actually watch this stuff on TV.
I watch it on TV.
I watch it on Hulu.
Hulu. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I don't watch TV.
That's what I'm saying.
That's TV now.
I'm saying you don't watch anything when it comes on. You don't watch the Goldbergs at 8 o'clock on Wednesday or some shit.
There's no cable in the house. We have internet. We stream everything. And right now, my favorite thing to stream on Hulu, because I discovered there's 18 season of it on there, is MythBusters.
Oh, that's a nice one.
I love that show.
And then, Star Trek Next Generation's the full season's on there, too.
Really?
Full episodes,
yeah. Data and Worf.
All of them.
Oh, man. Geordi. You ever seen that meme where, like, it's
no.
like Worf, like, it's so
just
good,
slamming
bro.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's so good.
I think I'm watching Daredevil season 3.
I haven't watched that yet.
I watched the first episode.
I watched the episode, exactly.
I don't know if I watched season 2. I don't remember if I watched season 2 or not. I can't remember.
Season 2 was the one that had Punisher in it. It was like half Punisher, half Elektra.
And you had a lot more Kingpin, like in action.
Well, you're supposed to be getting a lot more like legitimate Kingpin in this season of Daredevil.
Oh, Bullseye die?
I don't know. Bullseye just comes in this season. I haven't got there yet.
Yeah.
My bad.
But
Thanks, Rock.
It's crazy because it starts off at like the end of Defenders, and I didn't watch Defenders.
Nope. I didn't watch it either.
So it's like
Defenders. I didn't watch Iron Fist. I didn't watch.
My wife was like, she was like this.
Cage.
She was like, I don't like this. She was like, Jessica I don't like Jones. The way that this makes me feel like I have to watch Defenders to know what's going on.
Like that universe is so tightly weaved.
Well, they're killing it off. Show by show, so it's all going to be going away soon.
But you know what was crazy is I just got done watching Ant-Man versus Wasp.
Great movie. It was fun.
Okay.
It was fun.
The
like,
ending
on rock standards.
Had me so shook.
I was entertained. Oh, man. Yeah.
Had me shook. I'm like, oh, I saw that in another movie. So, yeah, I was.
With the Thanos, and then they were gone.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's supposed to play into it. The quantum realm or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm, that's supposed to play into this shit.
We'll see.
I did go see Bohemian Rhapsody.
I saw it too.
So
it was fucking great.
Fire.
Man, that movie was great. So good.
I'll go see it again.
Yeah, no, it's a great music mockumentary. It's not a documentary, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a mockumentary. I mean, the band was involved in it, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but that's why people said they said it's a little too squeaky clean because the band was involved in it.
That's crazy.
But
though.
At the same time, there were scenes where I was like,
I didn't realize Mr. Robot was Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that dude's dope.
That show's dope, by the way. Mr. Robot.
Yeah, it's Mr. Robot.
Great show.
I have to watch season 2 of that.
And maybe you already know this, but I was amazed at how many Queen songs I actually know. I was like, every song they're playing, I'm like, these are like huge,
yeah.
huge records.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook after the movie. I said, this is going to make me go dive into Queen's discography. Right. And then I pull up the fucking Best of Queen, and it's like, I know fucking all of these songs. I need to go.
It's
but
like,
I,
how do you not?
But I haven't went and listened to like just an album to hear like obscure cuts.
Oh, like album cuts.
Yeah. To see how dope some of that stuff is going to be. But like all the big stuff, like, man, the big stuff has been used in so many things. It's iconic.
You go to a sporting event, you're going to hear We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. You're going to hear.
Yeah, those are iconic records. Those songs are so commonly used amongst pop culture.
Sampled by Diplomats.
Yeah, it is.
there's a new Dipset song, too.
New album coming, Dipset, Thanksgiving.
So, yeah, go check out Bohemian Rhapsody, man. It was a great movie. It was great.
Yeah, we comparing Dipset to Queen. Nice but, tangent. Hey, Purple.
Tangent, man. Yeah, super tangent. So
that movie was dope.
Yeah,
if you like Queen songs, which they got a bunch of hits, you're gonna sit there and it's like watching a fucking concert live, but at the movies.
It was dope too, the way it started and how it was great. Go watch it.
It's like when I'm sorry to compare it to this, but it was like going to the movies to see the Kevin Hart stand-up or something. Like, at first I thought this was weird. Like, okay, they're putting a stand-up out in theaters and I'm gonna go to the theater and watch this like I was there and watch it. But it's like dope because that's the best view you're gonna get to see.
Yeah. I had no idea that Freddie Mercury's real name was Farouk.
Oh!
I didn't know. And I also didn't know that he was
Muslim.
I had no idea. I had no idea that about him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, I give you that. His real name is Farouk? I'm like, where Ron Simmons at?
He's part of the nation.
Damn. So,
Is that a wrap? We gonna wrap it up on Queen?
Before we wrap.
Yes.
Time after time.
Let's get some stuff out of the way, okay? Matt Maniac.
Let's chat.
You already know you gotta pay that money.
Pay that money.
We appreciate you.
We do.
And lastly,
you gotta pay for Neo to keep that mustache looking quite sexy.
Your hair is looking rather well-maintained.
Thank you, sir.
He can't afford that pomade without that money. Right.
That's right. I need that pomade money. And so I'm trying to keep it. I'm trying to participate in, you know, No Shave November, but
yo, speaking of the who came up with No Nut November?
Never.
Why
heard
is that flying around?
I never heard it until this year.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird.
Why?
I saw that on Twitter.
I'm like, y'all stupid.
That makes no sense. Why would you want to hurt yourself like that?
Why would you not want, man? Anyways, go ahead. We're trying to wrap things up and we're just going deeper into the realm of
Listen, don't give in to No Nut November, okay? Go do your thing.
But do give in to the Matt Maniacs and give us that money.
Give us that money, man. We need that.
So, of course, there's multiple ways you can support us. Yep. Patreon being one of the best ways to support us. Secondly, please visit ProWrestlingTees.com, search the Matt Maniac Podcast, pick up one of our illustrious Matt Mania shirts CDs.
If they become a Patreon member, what can they get? Can they receive a call from you?
Receive a call from me.
Would you give them a call? Would you wish them happy birthday over the phone?
We can send them personalized texts. You know, there's lots of stuff we can do. Personalized emails, of course.
Rock, would you hate on something of theirs?
Yes.
For sure. I actually just posted on the Patreon.
I cut a promo.
I posted on the Patreon, let's open up like an AMA session with the Matt Maniacs. So if they want to ask us anything, we can take their questions.
What's that, like Reddit or something?
Sort of, yeah. But they can say, oh, Teak, if you were a flavor of ice cream, what would you be?
You gotta be careful with that one, though, because when we were on Twitch last time with Ran, there was some dude in there like making like letter text pictures of Hitler and dicks. And
Hitler dicks.
Separately. I look over and I'm like, is that a dick on the screen? And Ran is like, yeah.
Let me delete this guy. The thing is with Patreon, we give them exclusivity.
Exclusivity. Matt Mania exclusivity.
Yeah, so like
a certain tier, you get a live Q&A with us.
Yeah, if you live in Phoenix, you know, when you work somewhere, maybe we might pop up at your job.
There could be a tier where if you pay a certain amount of money.
If you work at a restaurant, I might come there and eat for free.
Like, you know. One tier should be like if they want to pay the money and they want me to listen to their music and give my honest critique, we should do that.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. I'll be honest.
If you want to pay for Rock to shit on your music.
He's got an open mind for the most part.
You don't know me that well, then.
I'm trying to sell you, Doug.
If you want Rock to lie about your music, that'll be an extra. That's a higher tier.
Higher tier.
Man.
But, like, let's say, for example, let's say kind of cool Greg wanted to find out what's your favorite you know, rap album? Or, well, that's been speculated. I'm sorry. What's your favorite country album? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
Save it for the Patreon. So, or if...
I can answer that.
Or if Veronica easily wanted to ask Teak, you know...
Easy?
No, I'm saying you could easily post that on Twitter without it being... Uh-oh.
Yeah, I could definitely. Yeah.
If Veronica wanted to ask me,
I wanted to ask you, like, would you rather be beaten by 100, you know, duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? You know what I'm saying?
100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck.
Yeah, like, would you want to be mauled?
Oh, it will be one horse-sized duck. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, but...
I'm not afraid of a duck.
Well, no, nobody's going to ask me that question, and now you're making me think that, and that must be answered. I will never be mauled by 100... duck-sized horses.
What is more terrifying? Oh my God. What is more terrifying? 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? What's more terrifying?
Well, there are big birds like fucking ostriches and shit, so I think I would be less...
What's a duck going to do to you for real?
It would be like a giant big bird, but I think I would be less scared. I would be less scared than that, fucking 100
you know what I'm doing?
Mini duck-sized horses.
You know what I'm doing?
Fucking, oh, okay, yeah.
I'm sweeping the leg.
Oh, okay.
Ankle lock that duck. The duck's gonna.
Well, no.
That duck's gonna beak out, man.
Duck size horses or horse size. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what you said.
100.
I said it right.
Duck size horses.
Duck size horses or one horse size duck.
Okay.
A 100 horse size ducks sounds terrifying because that's 400 100 hooves.
Duck size horses.
That's a bunch of hooves. Dog, that's so many hooves that can hurt.
A bunch of flippers.
Oh
yeah,
God.
I'm not trying to get run over by that many hooves.
But I just threw it out there on the Patreon today. There's some
big old ducks too. So let's be real.
Yeah, or geese. Like if they're geese, fuck.
Oh, ganders.
Yeah,
bastards, bro.
The worst.
Throw CDs at them.
But yeah, like I opened up an AMA out on the Patreon, so go check it out, guys.
But guess what, Mad Maniacs? We want to hear from you, and we want to know what do you want from your Patreon team?
Yeah.
What would you want?
You're paying into it. Let us know what you want. You can give your feedback. DMs are open on the Matt Mania Pod Twitter.
If you want to give us your voicemail password and you want one of us to leave your voicemail message for your incoming
promo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if they could be like an opener for the show, like how we normally do sound bites, that'd be great.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have you record the opening for it.
That'd be dope.
You know? And additionally, Black Friday is around the corner. I'm pretty sure Pro Wrestling Tees will have a sale.
Oh, yeah.
Which gives you the other opportunity to go to ProWrestlingTees.com, 1 hour tees, and you know, which we are partnered with, and yeah, pick up a Matt Mania T-shirt, CD, and if you're in the area, here in Arizona, of course, we have the Arizona Hip Hop Festival, and please continue to visit Megaran.com for all of his merch and show schedules.
If you're listening to this show when you're in Arizona, you need a ticket to the Hip Hop Festival. Message us on Twitter.
You need to send us a screenshot of you subscribed. You need to give us a 5-star review.
Let them know.
That's free. Right? You do that for free. We'll hook you up.
We'll post this information on Twitter.
Yeah.
And additionally, check us out on Geekscape. Geekscape.net. We're also syndicated on their website. So be sure to check them out as well. They have a plethora of different podcasts that you can lose yourself into. Don't get me wrong.
We need to expand. We need more podcasts.
Yeah, so Geekscape is helping us out. They're a big friend of the show, so we appreciate Geekscape.
Yes.
So visit their website, ProWrestlingTees.com, Megaran.com, of course, Patreon.com/MadManiaPodcast.
Yes. Listen to us on Spotify.
Listen on Spotify, Apple Music.
Can't forget the snack of the week.
Well, Ben, before we get to the snack of the week, I also want to give a big thank you to DigiLab Studio, StudioRecordingPhoenix.com. Search them on the Googles.
Sorry, Ren. I think this episode is long as fuck because we're looking at seconds.
3,229 seconds.
I don't know when I got here, but you guys were already recording.
Right.
It's been an hour.
But
since
then. So check out StudioRecordingPhoenix.com for all your podcast and audio and visual needs.
Yes.
So yeah,
absolutely.
And let's kick this off. Let's end the show with Rock's snack of the week.
Yes. She was mentioned earlier in the show. With my putover, which was Dinner with Danny, which is a new series on Amazon Prime featuring Danny Daniels. So, my snack of the week, again, is Danny Daniels.
Hey.
If you are not familiar with her work, go to AKA Danny Daniels on Instagram. She is an acclaimed bed thespian. She's pretty fucking awesome. Her videos are hilarious. She's hot. She's
beautiful. What's her show on Amazon?
Dinner with Danny.
Is she cooking the dinner?
They're at like a dinner table having dinner with her porn star friends.
Oh, so it's like dinner. It's like
table for three.
With
porn stars.
That's exactly what I said.
Exactly what Neil said earlier. But yes, Danny
you said
Daniels,
that earlier?
He
yes.
did.
Yeah.
To a T.
They stole that idea.
I don't know. But look, Danny Daniels, snack of the week. We'll be back next week, Matt Maniacs. Yes. As always, keep
your shoulders
off the mat.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Did you guys hear the WWE stole one of Steel Cage's?